Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. And welcome to the show that's for you, those that work so freaking hard for your money. And you're now ready for your money. Start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom of cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, this is not just about a get-rich-quick type of thing. It's not about that at all. It's not even about just getting you rich. It's about living a rich life, because as you are blessed financially, you now have a greater capacity to bless the lives of those around you. That is exactly the ripple effect I'm here to create for you guys. I appreciate you tuning in. You guys have been binging, as always. I appreciate you sharing this with other people. And you know what? I appreciate the questions and the feedback and the fact that many of you reach out and actually ask for help. And that's something that really is what brings us joy. It really helps us to know that we're making a difference in the world. So thank you for allowing that to happen. Hey, speaking of ripple effect, if you haven't done so already, please go to Apple Podcasts, iTunes, whatever you use, rate and review us. You know, if you love this episode, particularly, especially when we talk about passive income, we'd love you to talk about that as well. But love to have you guys do that, as well as subscribe to our Money Ripples podcast and Money Ripples YouTube page. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right, guys. So question that often is debated over and over about passive income. Is it really passive or not? Right? Because it's the dream, you know, it's human nature to want to get something for nothing. That being said, that violates all principles of the universe and really God's law, in my opinion, right? To get something for nothing is not true. That's not the case at all. That's never been a true principle and always leads to people getting duped, people losing, and pretty much you reap what you sow is what really happens. That's the law of the harvest, right? You got to plant those seeds. You got to plant it and then nurture it, allowing it to grow and flourish and prosper. This is true in your own financial life as well, right? We cannot just simply think we can throw money at stuff and hope that it pays us. Now, that is planting a seed, but it does need to be nurtured, right? Just along the way, it has to be done. You know, my daughter just recently, she was at church and one of the Sunday school teachers gave her a literal like mustard seed, right? And it talks about the faith of a mustard seed. If you just had that much faith, then you can actually see the fruits of it. So my 11-year-old daughter literally took that to be the case. And so she got that little tiny mustard seed. She looked up online about how you can grow it. She was amazed how big the tree can actually become, because despite being a tiny seed, it can grow to actually a decent sized tree, at least 20 or 30 feet tall. Well, she planted it. And of course, there was worry because we had colder weather than normal. It was supposed to be colder than we were supposed to have. In fact, while my daughter was away, and that was happening for about a week, my wife and I started losing faith in that mustard seed. Needless to say, when she came back and the weather just started to turn around and warm up, guess what? Little sprouts started coming out of the surface. Now, if you didn't water it, didn't do anything to it, this thing is going to die, right? It has to be constantly nurtured and managed and watched over in the earth. And that's true also with your money. Your money does need to be managed and watched over and really have a stewardship over it. This is why we talk about stewardship. Whatever you're not comfortable with stewardship wise, you'll always go back to where you're comfortable. If you're not comfortable having $1 million, you will never have $1 million, because your stewardship will always shrink to what you're comfortable with, right? That's kind of your own barometer test. You know, if you're happy with $1,000, that's pretty much what you're going to have for maybe the rest of your life. You will constantly be paycheck to paycheck. You might scream and shout and whine and complain that you want freedom. Yet, if you're not comfortable having more money, you won't have it. It's just something you'll subconsciously do. You will sabotage your own results. So I'm going to come back to this one point. Is passive income really passive? Yes and no. It depends on how you're doing this. Passive investing, for the most part, still requires management. You still have to manage and watch over your money. You need to protect your money because nobody cares about your money more than you should. That is a big key thing. So you have to remember you're a steward over this money. And just remember too, I know you're born with nothing, you leave with nothing, everything in between is stewardship, right? It's whatever you're willing to manage. But if you're going to turn your money over to make it more passive, which is really the way to do that, if you want your money to work for you passively, and that can actually happen, it means you're turning your money to somebody else, letting them deal with it. Now, I don't mean money managers, people that put your money in mutual funds, because the truth is they're not doing anything with it. I mean, they really don't care what you're doing with your money. When we talk about alternative investments, like with real estate, you can be taking that money and using that to buy a property. Now, you might have that property managed by somebody else, but you still ultimately own that property. You're responsible for it. I will tell you, when it comes to like turnkey real estate, which is the more passive of the real estate rental type of investments, even in that situation, you still have stewardship. You still have to deal with issues if they arise. For example, although you may not be the one dealing with renters and whether you renew their leases or not, you still have to be aware of it. You know, we just got an email today saying, hey, your lease is going to renew in July. Be ready. Okay, good. Then they said, we're going to increase it by 3%. Well, the tenant might say no. And it might mean that the property manager is back to the drawing board getting a new tenant. I still have to watch that and manage it, right? You have to manage the property manager. Even if there's repairs to be made, you still have to pull the trigger. Even if they have the people to go and do the repairs, maybe they even did it for you, you still have to pay the money for it. There's still a stewardship behind that. Now, more passively than that could be if you're putting your money into funds. And I don't mean mutual funds. I mean like if into real estate funds or debt type of funds, or maybe you become the bank, you're loaning your money to investors and letting them do everything. Secure Investment Corporation, we talk about them, you know, as a podcast sponsor here. They do that very thing. They're loaning their money to other active real estate investors, and literally you're just getting paid the returns. Now, is it purely passive? Well, I mean, that's pretty darn close, right? Getting very passive investments in the sense that you're doing nothing, you're turning money to them. But I would warn you not to just turn a blind eye to what's going on with your money. Still manage it, still watch it. Doesn't mean you have to be overly skeptical. Doesn't mean you have to be constantly in worry. That's not what I mean by stewardship. Stewards, again, come from a place of abundance, right? Not scarcity. Savers come from a place of scarcity. Spenders come from a place of scarcity because they never have enough. Stewards realize they have management over their resources and they want to be able to use it in the best way possible. That's where this investing comes in. And that can even be true with like I said, with different types of funds and different types of investments where you might just turn your money over. Even syndications, even if you put your money into a singular deal, that deal obviously is being managed and controlled by somebody else. Now, if something goes wrong, it's very possible you could have ownership and control of that again. You might be foreclosing on that investor. And as a group, right, where you're pulling your money with other people, you might have to take over that property. Not preferential for sure. I know that many banks, many people think that, oh, banks just want my real estate. No, they don't. They really don't want your real estate. They want you to just keep paying them. You know, that's what they want. They want the cash flow. Just like you want cash flow, they want to be passive investors too. If they have to take the property from you, they will, but that's not their preference. They'd rather work with you if you ever go late on payments rather than having to take over the property and have to turn around and sell it to make a profit. They know they could, but that's not the business they're in. Same thing for you. Now, you could get very active with your management of your money, but that's not what we're proposing here. Now, here's one thing I will bring up, though. I can see why you might be pretty skeptical about whether something's truly passive, right? And I'm telling you, like our clients, when they're dealing with types of investment that we're dealing with, for the most part, they're pretty hands-off, right? Now, they still have to be aware of what's going on, but it doesn't mean that they're actively in the day-to-day management of anything. As in my opinion, that's pretty darn close to passive. I'm very much a passive investor. I don't like to do things like flipping properties. I don't like to have to go and find my own deals and things like that. I don't do that kind of active investing. That's not my thing. I did that a little bit before, and honestly, I didn't like it. I love being a passive investor that way. Does that mean I turn a blind eye? Does that mean I ignore everything? No. Absolutely not. I still watch those things. I still make sure checks are coming in and I still have to communicate every once in a while. And often, if you do have to communicate in some ways, it may not be for a good reason, right? So now, does that happen a lot? No, of course not. Even in these times right now, does that happen a lot? No. Does it happen? Of course, it's going to happen, guaranteed. But understand that it can very well be passive. But I know it's easy to be skeptical of this. Why? Because if you ever try to Google anything about passive investing or even just look up anything, it's kind of disappointing, isn't it? You know, for example, you know, every once in a while, someone will say, hey, have you heard of so-and-so? And maybe it's an influencer. It could be a man or even a woman. I recently looked up this woman and I thought, hey, I like what she has to say. This is, she kind of aligns with our message. And then I look up on her website and I was like, oh, look at this. She's talking about passive investing. Does she do what we do? Does she help clients one-on-one, help them find those deals and connect them with vetted investment professionals and things like that? And as I started to really dig into further, trying to get past all the marketing language and everything else, the answer was a resounding no. And that's one of my pet peeves when I hear about passive investing is that you hear people say, oh, we teach you how to be a passive investor, how to make $10,000 a month of passive income. What does it require? It requires you to start a brand new business. It could either be an online e-commerce store, or it's going to be some kind of investing business, or maybe it's wholesaling or something like that. It's like, hey, no money out of pocket, totally passive. No, it's not. If you have to create a part-time business to do that, it was never passive in the first place. It's a very active investment. And there's nothing wrong with active investments. In fact, if you've got more than enough time, great. Use that time, use that energy to generate additional streams of income, even if it's active. And yes, you can make millions of dollars doing those things. Heck, you can even go and start buying and flipping properties. You can make more than the passive investments we talk about here. You can make higher returns than that, believe it or not. You could actually make high double-digit returns. And I mean high, like high single double-digit returns or even 20%+ returns doing your own investing. Maybe you can make more than that. That's awesome. But it requires your own time and energy to input into that. Time and energy is a way to increase returns. However, if you want to be passive, and I'm talking to those of you that are specifically maybe like me in some ways, where you just don't want to spend a lot of time doing this stuff. You don't want a part-time business. Maybe you don't have enough time anyways. Maybe you have money that you know you can do something with, but you want your money to start working harder for you so you don't have to keep working hard for your money. Sound familiar? I say that like every week, don't I? Really, a couple times a week you hear me say that with this podcast. If you're the type of person, you have some money, you're like, what do I do to take these resources and make them work? That's where passive investing comes in. And it can be great. Even people that are active investors will often come and say, hey, Chris, like I do great. You know, I make several million dollars a year with my real estate business, but you know what? I want to diversify a little bit more. I want some things to be more passive. I want to be hands off for once. That's perfect. And there are options to do that. Like I said, not just in the real estate space with rentals or apartments or self-storage or oil and gas or land or whatever it might be, right? There are so many different ways you can be dealing with these kind of investments passively. But when you get people out there saying, I teach you how to create passive income, and then you find out it's a business, you feel kind of bait and switch, don't you? It's pretty annoying, actually. And it's annoying for me because the truth is, if there was somebody actually doing what we would do and they do it well, there'd be no need for us to exist. You know what I would do? I would totally connect you to those people and be hands off. I'd say, somebody does this better. Awesome. Do it. There's even groups out there that'll charge you like type of a annual fee or something like that. There was even a comment within our own private group for our VIP clients. They start saying, hey, have you guys worked with this group before? And they're a group that they talk very much the same kind of stuff that we talk about. They are very one strategy focused. So if that strategy doesn't work, which has stopped working recently, then it doesn't work at all. And then of course their clients are ticked. And that was the one thing that came up in the thread. They said, yeah, save your money, not worth it. And some of them came from that company to us. Some of them who were working with us went to work at that company, said, yeah, I did it for a year, wasn't worth it. I came right back to Money Ripples, right? It doesn't mean that they're a bad company. It just means that their model isn't what ours is, you know? And not to mention their coaches don't teach them how to do anything other than throw your money at these investments that are, in my opinion, kind of high risk and maybe get some cash flow. And then we do all the work. In fact, we run all the numbers. You can't run your own numbers. And that's one thing we teach our clients is how to be more independent. Now, not everybody wants that. Somebody just wants somebody to just to spoon feed them, treat them like little babies, coddle them and say, hey, you don't have to think about anything. Just let our coaches do all the thinking for you. And you just throw your money at this crap. That's not our thing. We actually want you to be adults. We want you to be responsible. And we want you actually to grow up. So not just them. There's another company that I know very well. That same thing. I started seeing the language recently. I said, oh my goodness, they're talking about investing. But then again, I dig and go behind the scenes a little bit more. And no, they don't talk about investing. Oh, they talk about investing in yourself, investing in your own, you know, passions and purpose and things like that and build a business around it. But nothing about passive income, nothing about alternative investments like they're saying. And they use the word alternative investments. But what are alternative investments? Your own business. So again, goes right back to active investing, right? It just drives me nuts. And there's some people that are charging for mastermind groups even. There's mastermind groups. They'll charge sometimes $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a year even to be a part of those groups. Now, I'm in mastermind groups too. If it matches your objectives, perfect. But when they try to match you up and then really they're kind of bait and switching you in that process as well because they're just selling you what they sell, Well, how do you know you're really getting a good deal, right? How do you know you're really getting good advice? And again, that's a group type of mentality, right? The community is great, but it's just community. What about for you personally? How to personalize your own plan that supports lacking? And that's why we came. We realized that we have this niche, right? We wanted people to get passive income and actually be as close to passive as you can while being a wise steward of your money. That's where true financial freedom comes in, is that when you know you can be in an abundant mindset, be a wise steward of your resources, but yet still leverage other people and have that community base, not just from the vetted investment professionals, but even other clients, other people as well in your community, colleagues like yourself, people on the same path, the same journey, makes it so much better. And that's really important, especially as we move into times like these, where I know, and you know, that things are adding up. You know that there's problems going on in the world right now. There's problems going on in the economy. There's got problems going on with banks right now. I mean, there's all kinds of weird things going on that I guarantee that the media is not even talking about right now that we're going to see develop over time. You need to make sure you're in the right places with the right people. And I definitely agree that you should have some sort of passive income. I'm not saying that's your whole plan. I'm not saying you don't make active income, of course, because the truth is active income is your economic engine to allow you to have the money to create passive income. So what I'm saying is this is a great time right now to develop more passive income. You need passive income. You need it just in case if you're a business owner, what if your business goes down? What if they get shut down because of COVID for 2 months? What do you've got going? How do you make sure that you stay in an abundant mindset, stay clear mentally and emotionally while those times are going on? How do you make sure that you're safe and secure? How do you make sure your spouse says, I want to be safe, and that you know you can protect them and provide for them even when things go crazy in the world? How do you make sure if you have a W-2 job, how do you make sure if you get laid off, you're still okay? You know, we've had Louis on here talking about how during COVID affected Hollywood big time, yet he was able to relax. He was able to pick the right projects and do the right things. I've had other clients who literally were furloughed. They were laid off and for even over a year. And yet that passive income was what pulled them through. Even if it was just barely, even if it just provided just for their bare essentials, they still were able to make it through just fine, where others were hoping that the government would take care of them. And you know what? I have nothing against people using the government from time to time to help you out of a bad situation, because I was there in the last recession. I had to have a little bit of government help with food stamps, right? It was that bad. Well, being over $1 million in debt and not having enough cash to even pay for your mortgage payment or hardly having enough money for food, yeah, you need help. And I'm grateful for that. But that is not a permanent situation. And I can guarantee my taxes have more than paid that back. So that's the thing, is that this is all about us becoming free. It's about becoming independent. Not independent in the sense that you're doing it all by yourself, but interdependent with other people, where you work within a community and you help protect and preserve each other. You're watching each other's backs, right? And essentially allows you to become a better and wiser steward of your resources that you have. So I want you to really have clear expectations that passive income is never fully passive. You still need to be a wise steward. You still need to apply the law of the harvest to your money. You want to see it grow and continue and keep going on. It really allows you the opportunity to keep being a wise steward, to keep watching it, to keep maintaining it, to keep learning and growing and becoming better. And you know what? If there's any way we can help you there, we'd love to help you that way with Money Ripples. And so anyways, guys, that's my advice to you, is just watch out. There are so many people out there talking about passive income. Really dig deep. Ask the right questions. Ask, is this really passive? I'll be honest with you, in our case, it's pretty darn close, but it's not fully passive where you can just be hands off, ignore your money, and just magically it shows up. I'm going to tell you, the world doesn't work that way. It never has, never will. You need to have it straight. You know, you need to have it really honest and true, which is there are ways to have passive income, not requiring you to be full-time or even part-time with a business on the side, but for literally, potentially even less than an hour a week, and maybe even less than that, you can still manage all your finances and be able to do a great job and allow your money to keep growing, allowing your legacy to continue to grow that can pass on from generation to generation and allow you to become a better contributor and someone that can actually be a benefactor, or really of a benefit in your community. So guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. Let us know if you have any questions. You can always visit us at moneyripples.com. Make it a wonderful day.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.